Patient name, Russell, first name, last name James, James, date of birth, 12-22 of 56, date of service, 12-28 of 22. This is a 66-year-old male patient. He is here today following up on a motor vehicle accident. He was originally seen by us on December 14th. The accident took place on December 12th, 2 days prior. At that time, emergency management services were not dispatched to the site of the accident. The patient tells me since he has had this accident, he continues with right lower back pain. At some point, he feels as though the pain is actually getting worse. He hasn't had much improvement for that particular pain. He does have pain medication for other issues, other medical conditions at his home. He's taking hydrocodone and also a muscle relaxer. Those medications were not prescribed by us last office visit. Patient also has prior history of spinal decompression, limiting his range of motion in his neck. He continues with neck pain since the accident as well. Patient further tells me that at times his pain can be to such an extent that he has a hard time sleeping, as it is difficult for him to lie flat, and then at times he has problems sitting up. He gets his best relief when he sleeps in a recliner, so he continues to sleep on a nightly basis in his recliner. When asking him if he can do anything that makes his pain improve, he tries to get comfortable in his recliner and stays put there, and that seems to help him. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, 123 over 78, pulse 79, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 97%, current weight 225. Allergies, none. Current medication, multiple. This gentleman is on lisinopril, metformin, insulin, Trulicity, aspirin, heart medications, muscle relaxer, hydrocodone, also allergy medicine. He is being seen by a cardiologist as well. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipid, coronary artery disease, arthritis of the hips, surgical history. He had a CABG heart surgery, May of 2022. Patient also has a pacemaker placed and decompression surgery to his neck. Social history, non-contributory, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He does have an altered gait. He walks very slowly, and his steps are very careful. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no issues, no tympanic membrane erythema. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Examination of the back, symmetrical right versus left. There doesn't appear to be any masses or any discoloration. There is some point tenderness to the left lower back as well. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Status post motor vehicle accident, left lower back pain. Period, new paragraph. This patient had never been evaluated at the emergency room for any associated trauma. We know that he has arthritis of bilateral hips, which gives him problems, but this particular pain seems to be different. I've advised him that he needs to go to the emergency room for full workup and evaluation using his Medicare medical benefits. Period, new paragraph. No medications were given to him. I cannot give him naproxen or Motrin. They've been contraindicated by his cardio. I have not given him steroids due to his diabetes status. Period, new paragraph. I will not give pain medication or muscle relaxers as he is already on these medications. Period, new paragraph. He can return back to see us again in another month, but he will go to the emergency room first, get a full workup, and we will send for those medical records.